Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, continuing with this year's theme of mindset, the mindset for success, I'm excited to introduce another great guest that I have for you today. Michelle Atlas is here with us today, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do, right? And I know I've said that before so many times, but I truly do believe that you're holistic if you come from that heart-centered place and you want to make a difference in the world. It doesn't really matter how you go about doing that. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here at the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back, old friend. It's going to be another great show today. Now, I always want to take a moment during every show to acknowledge all of you. I want to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. You know, time is our most precious asset, and I don't ever want to take that for granted. I always want to make sure that this time together is value-packed so that you always feel that your time was well spent. And I would love to hear what you think about the show. So, you know, listen on your favorite network. There are a bunch of places that you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur. And then let me know what you think. You know, subscribe, to leave a review, rate it. You can find it on all kinds of other internet stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the quickest and the easiest way to find all of these links is actually to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. And the link should be here for you on the show page. Just click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the other links are there for you so that you don't have to go searching for them. But you might want to save it to your favorites or subscribe so that you get a reminder that there's a new show, because there's a new show every week on Monday. So without further ado, let me introduce our guest for today. Michelle Atlas is here with us. Michelle helps creative, spirit-centered women who are struggling in their relationship with money to pinpoint what's holding them back so that they can be true to their own worth and become who they really are meant to be in their business and in their lives. With a huge transformational toolbox and intuition honed throughout her life, she empowers clients to discover the courage that they didn't even know they had and create the success that they never thought possible in their businesses, their finances, well-being, and their relationships. Michelle will share what stops many women from building successful businesses and getting their creative gifts out into the world. And she'll also tell you about the number one most important step that you can do to empower your money story right now. She has a free gift for us on the show today, and I'll let her talk about that later. And I am so excited that Michelle is here with us today. Well, welcome, Michelle. I am so excited to have you on the show today.
Thanks so much, Bonnie. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, I'm always grateful that anyone who comes to be a guest on the show has taken time out of their valuable time every day to spend time with this community. So I do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, when we start the show, but there's always more to the story. Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey, Michelle, and what brings you to who you are today and what you do?
Absolutely. Well, you know, since our conversation today is about money and money consciousness, I'll go down that road in terms of my personal story, where I had a very restrictive mother, actually, when it came to money, really, and to any kind of prosperity. And so I grew up sort of, you know, with some pain in that area, and my relationship with money had a lot of blind spots in it as I navigated towards adulthood. And so when I became an entrepreneur, when I became a coach, what I found that happened is that I had invested, you know, huge amounts of time and money in developing my expertise so that I would become a masterful coach. And it's my full work and my passion and just love what I do. And when I first started taking myself seriously as an entrepreneur, I found that I had invested no time or money in my business expertise or business acumen. And, you know, it was almost embarrassing that I realized, my God, what did I think, that just because now I know what I'm doing as a coach, that a business was just going to fall out of the sky, you know, like really. And so I then chose to invest in some fantastic business coaching and really spent quite a bit of time. And that's an ongoing journey. But what happened to me during that time was that I had to take a very deep, honest look at my own relationship to money, and I had some major, I really shed a spotlight on my own relationship to money, and I had some fantastic, powerful shifts and breakthroughs through some work that I did. And so I chose to become, in addition to my other coach certifications, I then chose to become licensed in some work that really helps people do a very deep dive into the subconscious money drivers and triggers and really, really transform their relationship to money, as it did for me. And that sort of brings me to where I am today.
Oh, and it's so common that we need to learn what we end up teaching, right? It kind of starts with us so often.
Yeah, and I love to, I always say that, you know, I really live everything that I do in my coaching practice, and it's that intimate connection to the work that I really feel enables me to be effective with my clients.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about your money work, you know, or how you work with your clients around money consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit more about how you would deal with someone like who came to you with an issue, and I don't know if you help them to determine what their money issues are, or if you help them.
Yeah, sure. Well, I work with money archetypes and really kind of the psychology of money. And so I'll start by saying that I come from the perspective in my work that how we do our relationship with money is pretty much how we do our relationship with all the other parts of our life. That may come as a surprise to some people. But when you talk about, you know, if we were to say our relationship with money is relative to how we give and receive to ourselves and to others, it has everything to do with what we value and what we invest in. It has everything to do with what we believe that we deserve and how much we believe we deserve. And beyond all that, it has everything to do with what we believe is possible for ourselves to have or achieve in our lives. So you really start to make these connections regarding all of the, I could be talking about love and saying all those same things, and what I said would still make sense. Or I could be talking about, you know, any part of life, and those things come into play. So I begin by providing a very powerful and accurate self-assessment to my clients that fleshes out their money archetypes. And archetypes are actually, for people who don't know, who are not really familiar with the work of Carl Jung, whose work was completely based in archetypes, they're patterns of gifts and gifts and strengths and challenges and beliefs and fears, and that make up sort of a particular pattern that's associated with each archetype. And so this assessment flushes out a person's money archetypes, and what's beautiful, and then we interpret those archetypes. And the beautiful thing about this, and we start there, the beautiful thing about this system is that it really helps people understand their money personality, so that it takes them out of this process of trying to fit into a box that, you know, that has everything to do with, you know, good, bad, right, wrong, should, shouldn't. And it puts them into an awareness of their relationship to prosperity that enables them to immediately begin playing to their strengths and understanding their challenges from a place of self-compassion and self-forgiveness, so that they can begin to really notice what's been behind the money decisions they've been making that have led to results they may not have been happy with, and begin making different choices immediately.
So people can then, once they have this awareness of their archetypes, they can better deal with it so that they can, say, as an example, improve their money situation if that's what their goal is.
Absolutely. What I find is that, you know, there's no one size fits all way to navigate one's relationship with money. And most of us, what happens is in very early in childhood, from birth to about age 8 or 9, we are like psychic sponges, and we're receiving a lot of conditioning, and we're receiving a lot of conditioning around money, typically in our families, with our peers, in our faith communities, in our schools, all of those places. And so that conditioning goes in, and a huge percentage, you know, when we hit around 8 or 9, recedes into the subconscious and becomes the filters through, like a prescription to a pair of glasses through which we begin to navigate our life. And we think, this is just how it is. This is just how it is for me. Whatever it is. I always have credit card debt and I don't know why. Other people don't seem to. It's just how it is for me. Or, the moment I get, some sort of financial, you know, blessing of some sort or more money, I save it because I'm so afraid no matter how much I have, I'll never have enough. And so I can't really enjoy life. That's just how I am. You know, there's this, most of those kind of patterns that may not be fully serving a person and blossoming into their fullest life are developed through that conditioning in early life from a lot of different kinds of messages that we get from family, whether there are judgments about rich people or judgments about poor people or judgments about people who want beautiful things, or you're encouraged to spend or discouraged from spending. There's all kinds of stuff. So the work that I do penetrates that conditioning so that we want to know, you know, whose money beliefs and filters am I living my life through? Is this stuff that just came from my conditioning that I've never questioned? And if so, let's shed a spotlight on it so that I can begin to decide what's mine and what's not mine. And from that place, make choices that will help me create the life I really want and liberate me from some of the habitual patterns and habitual results that might not be satisfying.
Oh, well, and maybe this is my money archetype showing through, but I can't imagine, you know, growing up and having your family not talk about money. I mean, it's such a common, at least in my childhood, it was a very common topic. And I don't know, do you find that is that way with many people, or some but not others? And does it make a difference in how the relationship with money is today?
Yes, 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 and yes, I find that everybody has a money story, you know, everybody, there's nobody that really doesn't, and I think that what I find is that it colors everything, as I said, I have found that it's become a bit of the heart of the work I do, with even though my work involves purpose and well-being and creativity and, you know, business and many other facets to a person's life, the money work has sort of become the heart because it has tentacles that impact every one of those other areas, including relationships. And yes, I find that underneath, when we start to peel back the layers of the onion of any human life, there are many, many very significant and very impactful driving beliefs about money that are influencing everything from what a person looks like to their level of success that they have so far been able to achieve in business to how many hugs they give their partner. I mean, it's just amazing. I where they withhold and where they're generous. Oh, it's everywhere. It's fascinating.
Wow. It does sound like fascinating work. It sounds like the whole archetype piece and the focus on that, to me, at least in talking with lots of other people who do work around money consciousness, that is a little different. I don't think everyone takes that approach. Would you say that that's what makes your practice unique?
Yes, I would. I would say so, absolutely. Because I've found that until we really get to the bottom of what's behind the scenes driving our life, we really can't make lasting changes. What happens, what I found with a lot of the other money work that I've looked at and, listened to and this sort of thing, is that it's a bit of a band-aid. It's got great values and, you know, all kinds of good strategies, but the changes that you try to make become a little bit like a yo-yo diet until you go deep and you get behind, again, into the subconscious triggers and drivers. And so, you know, I consider the process of transforming and empowering one's relationship to money like a bird with two wings. One wing is the internal relationship to money that we're talking about mostly today. And the other wing is the practical tips and strategies. And you need both to make lasting change with money. Most people go for the practical tips and strategies. There are lots of fantastic books out now, and there are lots of fantastic financial planners and advisors that can tell you exactly what to do on a practical level. But if you haven't made the shift internally, which is where I begin, and then we also work, of course, we do all kinds of practical work in the work that I do as well. Many, you know, from debt reduction to all kinds of business planning and that sort of thing. But if you haven't made those internal shifts, then it not only will it not be lasting transformation, but it may feel like drudgery or restrictive, or it may feel, not like you, not authentic and not natural and easy and vibrant and alive. And that's what we want. We only make changes that inspire us.
Right. Fascinating work, Michelle. And we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to hear a little bit about how you developed the mindset that you needed around money to become successful. So think about that while we're on the break.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be back in just a moment. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here today with Michelle Atlas, and we're going to be right back.
More successful entrepreneurs today are writing books to enhance their visibility and build their businesses. Now you can take the overwhelm out of the book writing process with the help of holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie can help you identify and organize content you already have so you can quickly write the book you need to build your business. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BonnieGressel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here today with Michelle Atlas, and we're having a great discussion around a very, I think, common topic that people talk about a lot, and that's money. And Michelle was telling us a little bit about how she works with her clients around money archetypes and really getting to the deep-seated things that are really influencing all of our activities and actions and thoughts and feelings in who we are today as adults. So just before the break, we were talking about that, and I asked Michelle to think about how she developed her own mindset, to money mindset, to be successful. So Michelle, what do you think? I assume that you've used a lot of these tools yourself.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, and every day on some level. So there are two factors I would share that have made all the difference in the world to me. And the first is that I had to realize that, you know, I had my own conditioning that was, with all the work I had done on myself, you know, because I've been sort of a transformationaholic my whole life and always, you know, always growing and always working on myself, compelled to do so, that there were still these, you know, subtle beliefs that were influencing my relationship to prosperity. So I'll start that. That was the first thing. And what happened for me was that because I had a very restrictive mother, I grew up sort of feeling like I didn't deserve anything, with a lot of confusion around what it was okay to spend on and, you know, and not okay to spend on. So as an adult, when she was no longer there, I began to spend very freely beyond my means because I experienced this sort of relief from the shackles I felt when I was in my relationship with her, and it felt like nurturance to overspend. Mm-hmm. And then I would feel really lousy when I would, you know, accumulate credit card debt. So long story short, through my own work with my own subconscious issues and through my work with these archetypes in particular, I experienced a level of self-forgiveness around this good girl, bad girl money, you know, habits that I had developed and my reaction to them that was really profound. And I came into alignment with a sense of self, of from the inside out of enoughness and sufficiency on a very deep internal level. And I began to immediately, when I would be shopping, and I'm very artistic too, so I always loved, you know, I'm very visual and loved beautiful things. And now what happens is when I'm in that situation, when I pause and choose not to purchase something, I actually experience the nurturance and the fulfillment that I was experiencing only when I did purchase. Yeah, it was a beautiful turnaround. So I feel full when I honor my money situation now rather than when I cross over that boundary. So that's number one. That was a big shift for me. And it's just a very, you know, beautiful internal relationship I have to it now. Number two, and this is where I can't say enough to listeners, is that I also, my success has been greatly due to being willing to take risks. That might sound like the opposite of what I just said, but in business, you have to be able to take financial risks outside of your comfort zone. And so there are a lot of folks I work with who underspend. Actually, I'm talking about an overspending pattern, which was mine. But I work with a lot of women who won't spend, who hold very tight, and that's a very fear-based pattern. And so we always say to clients like that, what is your frugality keeping you from becoming? And so what I've learned is that I've had to really spend in my business well beyond my comfort zone to invest in excellent coaching and mentoring myself, or to take risks that are really huge and bold. And I get fantastic business results and financial results every single time I do. And I'll just give you a very quick example in the form of a story where several years ago I invested, you know, like the last $10,000 that I could just spend without, you know, creating disaster in a very good business mentor. This was several years ago. And it was huge for me. I paid $10,000 all at once on the spot spontaneously while I was out of, right, I was in San Diego. I'm from New York State. I was in San Diego and I didn't plan on it. I just knew in my gut it was kind of a do or die situation to grow my business. So I committed this $10,000, had a terrible dark night of the soul that night. Got on the plane the very next day to fly all the way across country on my birthday. And the complete stranger sitting next to me in the assigned seat on the plane hired me for $5,000 before we landed.
Awesome.
Right? Okay. So, and then within a couple of weeks, she sent me somebody else, and they hired me for $5,000, and I had the entire thing back.
$10,000.
Yeah, and then from then on, it was all profit. Yeah. And so, you know, it's like it was just I was on the plane. I took the bold step to fly across country to go meet this mentor. I committed a large sum of money that scared the heck out of me, and the greatest expansion occurred. And that's happened to me way more than once. I won't take our time now. I have many stories like that.
Yeah, and I've heard that a similar story from many people, mm-hmm. you know, and have experienced it myself. So it's I can't, yeah. Taking risks. I was talking to somebody the other day, and she said, "You know, you're not really an entrepreneur if you've never taken any risks and you don't have any credit card debt. Then you're not really an entrepreneur because
it does
take risk, and you have to do that. You have to step out there. And I think that's One of the things that makes entrepreneurs, and this is my bias, makes us special people because not everyone is willing to do that.
It's the truth. You know, we are adventuresome spirits. That is the truth. And that's why I love to work with entrepreneurs and many of my clients, not all, but most of my clients are female entrepreneurs. And I think, you know, the point that I'm really trying to drive home with all of this is that you can shift mindset. And certainly when we get into this subconscious work, we're shifting mindset. We're looking at everything from the inside, and we're looking at emotion and all of that. But the rubber hits the road when you take action. We become the creators of our own destiny when we take action. We have to not just shift our mindset and just shift emotionally. We actually have to do as well and be, and that's where the courage is really required and everything really kicks in and you start to see, you know, exciting, different results.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've talked about so many awesome things today in our interview, Michelle. I so appreciate you sharing all of this valuable insight. So I know this might be kind of a tough question to answer, but if people could only remember one thing, they didn't have any more room in their brain today, except to remember one thing, what would you say is the most important golden nugget you want people to walk away with today?
Yeah, okay.
We've talked about so many.
Yeah, I know. I would say it's hard to choose one, I'll tell you. I'm going to leave them with like a teaching point. I think that would be really useful for starters,
okay.
Which is to begin, I'll say begin noticing now that we've talked like this, begin noticing where you experience an emotional reaction to money, whether it's your relationship to money or your partner's or any, or someone you don't even know, where you notice judgments or triggers. Begin noticing that and then begin the inquiry with yourself and saying, gosh, you know, what's that about for me? Where do these emotions come from and what does this mean to me? And begin going to that curious place. And I think that you'll begin to have ahas and illuminate some important things right there.
Oh, I think that's such a great starting point. Wonderful teaching point. Thank you for sharing that because people don't often start at the beginning, you know, and the awareness piece is the beginning of almost everything. So
right.
You first have to become aware. You first have to notice so that you can become aware. So thank you so much for sharing that. I think that's a wonderful golden nugget to leave with people. Now, you've got an event coming up, and you've got all kinds of stuff that you could share with people.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that and how people can connect with you because, Michelle, I know people are going to want more of you. So let our community know what's the best way to get a hold of you.
Sure. So Bonnie has the link that will take you to this page that I've prepared just for listeners of Bonnie's radio shows, podcasts. And so I'll let you find the link there rather than rattling off a long URL. But on that page, you're going to find lots of things that I have for you. Number one, I'm hosting an incredible telesummit called The Real Money Story, Why So Many Gifted Female Entrepreneurs Are Broke and the Best Kept Secrets to Creating Soul-Fulfilling Wealth, with a bunch of fantastic, uncommon, road less traveled conversations, and it's free. And so you can register for that. If you happen to be listening to this, and that telesummit has passed, then you'll be able to purchase, if you're interested, you'll be able to purchase all of those conversations at a very low price point on the same page. So either way. I've also got on the page for you a beautiful free download called The Money Flow Manifesto. And that's 12 points that I've created to help you really become aligned with living as the creator of your own money destiny, really beginning this process, exactly the process we've talked about. And last but not least, I've got a opportunity on that page for you to fill out a very short application if you'd like to talk to me directly and do a deeper dive into this topic of your psychology of money and really begin to do some transformative make some transformative dents in your own life or your own business. So all of that's on the page. Make sure you check out all of it and really hope to be connecting with some of you. Would love to.
Oh, and you've got fabulous gifts to share. Thank you so much for doing that, Michelle. And I so appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. I know you're super busy getting the telesummit ready and getting all those things lined up, so I so appreciate you spending time with this community today and sharing your insights. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. My great pleasure.
What a great show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Now, you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and the quickest way to find the links to all of these places is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. And then just click on the radio tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links to all the other networks are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. And the wonderful gifts that all of our guests have offered can be found there as well. So be sure to access the gift page while you're there. Now, I have another great guest lined up for next week. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word so that we can reach more people. And you can do that by subscribing, reviewing, and of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.